Scott. Perfect. Scott started the recording. So, and just so you guys are aware, we, because this is a public meeting, we do record the meetings. And we also, you know, have minutes of each meeting that we have you, that we have you approve. And then those become the official record of the meeting. Okay. So we'll go ahead and call this meeting to order. We have a couple of consent items on the agenda this morning. These consent items are pretty standard. We have these at the beginning of every meeting. The first one is to approve the minutes of the board meeting held on December 13th, which was the last board meeting, and to approve any outstanding payment applications and requisition requests. I know there was a requisition request, Seth, that you just submitted this week, but you know, that's all been signed and submitted to the trustee. So I don't think we need to take any formal action on that. Any questions about these items? Because it's their consent items, we can approve them both with a single motion. So
I will make a motion to approve these consent items. Approve the board meeting minutes of December 13 and to approve any outstanding applications or requisitions made since our last meeting.
Okay, so with that motion, we just need a second, Walker and Holton, a second from one of you.
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay, so that was a motion by Seth, a second by Walker. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Great, thanks guys. We broke the ice, the first official action. So always good to have that done. Okay, so going into our action items today, one of the main reasons we needed to call this meeting was to address retaining Haney and Company as the auditor for the audit of the 2022 business of the district. I believe Haney and Company performed the audit for the district last year, right?
Yes, correct.
You guys are familiar with their work. Michael, maybe I'll turn the time over to you for just a minute, just because you did the legwork on getting the new estimate for this year. So,
okay, thanks, Matt. We went back out. I asked three different firms to get quotes. Haney and Company came in at the lowest at $7,900 out of the three firms, which is a good thing. They also are familiar with the district after doing it last year. Seth, were you comfortable working with them?
I don't recall any specific issues, so yeah.
Okay, good. So they sent over the engagement letter, so I forward it. We just need to authorize that the chair be able to sign it. So now with Rome 2, because we flow everything through that, Shelby, we don't need an audit for Rome 2 because we can handle that through the self-assessment, correct?
I would answer that in the activity for Rome 2 is under kind of the threshold to need a review or an audit. I imagine that if the property taxes flowing through Rome 2 exceed the $1 million in any case, then we would need an audit at that point.
Okay.
And that, if that does happen, that wouldn't happen for a while.
Right. Yeah.
And could we have that so that it's approved by the secretary, as we currently don't have a chair?
You.
Yeah, I just need somebody to sign it.
Yeah, that's fine. And we could even have, you know, a minimum of two board members sign it, and it would still be binding on the district. So yeah, we'll make it work. The one thing that Michael and I discussed is we're always trying to think of ways that we can be more efficient. And one of the things we talked about with these auditors is, you know, if they're willing to basically keep their fee the same from year to year for a period of time, it would be beneficial to actually have a multi-year contract with them. So that you can approve the contract now. And, you know, if next year they keep their fee the same, we wouldn't necessarily have to bring it back to the board for approval again next year. And so Michael and I have talked about this, and I think this is something that all of the auditors that we're potentially working with are willing to do, essentially have a multi-year engagement that either party can terminate at any time. And that if they, you know, decided they needed to increase their fee, we would come back to you and get the engagement reapproved or get new bids, whatever we felt like we needed to do at that point. But, so what we're asking the board to approve is not just the engagement of the auditor for this year, but potentially for, you know, multiple years, under those terms. So, if everybody's comfortable with that. So did I explain that okay, Michael?
Yes. And okay. Sorry, I forgot that part.
No, that's fine.
Matt, sorry to interrupt you. If I could jump in really quick, I think just from my perspective, if we could still leave the fee kind of open in that, if we decide to go that route, just because once the project funds are depleted and there's really no kind of requisitions, the level of activity is going to decrease pretty significantly that they would have to go through. And I would hope, you know, maybe that would impact the cost to be a little bit lower once that's done. So just a consideration, I think, to maybe talk through with them.
No, that's a great point. And that's probably something we need to make sure all of our auditors, as we retain them, that they recognize that may happen. So that's a great point. Board members, any questions about that? If not, I'd look for a motion from the board to approve the engagement of Haney and Company.
I will make a motion to engage Haney and Company for the auditing services for a multi-year engagement.
Okay, just need a second from Walker.
Do we need to include the authorization of the chair or secretary or two board members, or we can just leave it open with that motion?
That's a good point. I think since you brought that up, Walker, let's just make clear that either the chair or two board members, if necessary, can sign that engagement for the district. So if you're comfortable with that, we'll consider that part of the motion, and just need a second on the motion.
Great, I'll second that motion.
Great. Okay, so motion by Seth, a second by Walker, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, guys. Okay, the second item on the agenda, this requires maybe just a bit of explanation. I know you've seen this one before, Seth. Seth is aware we've been working for quite some time on the boundary adjustments that need to be made to the PID boundaries. And Walker and Holton, maybe you guys are already familiar with this, but we're basically adjusting the boundaries of the PIDs to match up with the boundary between the residential and commercial phases of development. Is that a fair description, Seth? Okay. We've actually approved this before, but because there are some statutory timetables that have to be met, we're just asking you to reapprove the same resolution that's been approved in the past. By way of update, I actually had a call this morning with the Morgan County Recorder, who, you know, I had a discussion with her about what we're doing, what we're trying to accomplish. She said she would help us to try and move this along with the county surveyor, who actually needs to sign off on this, and we've been waiting for that sign off for quite some time. But hopefully with a little bit of pressure from the county side, we can get this done in short order and finally have this wrapped up. Part of the issue, as I understand it, is the county does not have an in-house surveyor. They contract out their survey work. And so, you know, we're basically competing with a surveyor's you know, work in his private practice. But anyway, we'll hope to have that very soon, hopefully even as soon as next week. And then we can, get these boundary adjustments wrapped up. But that's all we're asking you to do today, is essentially reapprove the resolutions that have been previously approved by the board, so we can reset the statutory deadlines and make sure we get this done in the proper way. So Seth, do you want to add anything to that?
No, I think that's clear. We just need to make sure to get this done before any homeowners close.
Yeah, and remind me again, what is your anticipated timetable on that? I know it's coming up, but
We anticipate homeowners beginning to close before the end of the year. I don't think the buildings that this affects will close, but we just want to get it on the change it in the county. So anything that closes in 2024 will have this new tax boundary applied to it, as opposed to.
Yeah. So are we expecting any of that to happen within the next 30 days?
Not within the next 30 days, no. So as long as we can get this done within the next 30 days, that'd be great.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm anticipating. That's what we're going to be pushing for. So we should be okay then. So any questions about that? I hope that makes sense to everybody.
Yes, that's clear.
Okay. So what I'd look for then is a motion to approve this resolution, because District 1 is adding property in that boundary adjustment. This is a resolution to approve an annexation of about 1.887 acres. So if the board would like to make a motion, that'd be great.
I'll make a motion to approve resolution 2022-3B to annex approximately 1.8 acres into PID 1. And
okay. We have a second.
I'll second.
Thanks, Walker. All in favor of this motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Looks like you're muted, Holton. Just want to make sure we get you on the recording. Maybe we lost him. Okay. Well, we can move on. We've got two out of three, and that's all we need. So, okay. Hey, so
Matt, real quick, I just pulled up the engagement letters. So, Seth, you can just sign, because it only asks for an officer signature, and then you just put your title down below. So you should be able to sign, no problem.
Will you send those to me for signature then?
Yep.
Great. Okay, so the last item on the agenda for PID 1, and I hope everyone's aware, we're gonna do the same thing for PID 2 here in just a minute. Identical agenda though, so it should go pretty fast, but we wanted to give Shelby and Michael an opportunity just to briefly review the end of year financials with you for PID 1. Shelby, do you want to take the floor for this one?
I can. I guess the board, do you want me to run through these, or were there any questions on them? What works best for you?
I did not have any questions.
Okay.
Seth, I will say you are the most thorough individual of all the PIDs that we have when it comes to the finances.
Yeah. True.
And Matt, and for my purposes, that's sufficient. I mostly wanted to make a record that the board had an opportunity to review the financials, and we've done that. So good. Unless anybody else has any other questions, we can go ahead and adjourn this meeting and quickly move over to PID number 2. So if there's no questions, look for a motion to adjourn.
Make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thanks, guys. So, Scott, if you would stop this recording.
Okay.
And then I don't know if we may have to wait just a second while Zoom processes the